This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are back. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind here. Coming up, the top websites in the world, Amazon and Netflix, definitely up there in the top 10. Could they be taking over Hollywood? We could talk about that. Venezuela's inflation rate, the latest updates on that. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
We're actually going to continue here with your piece, Melanie, from, well, it's not, you didn't write it, but you brought it in, by some guy over at Reason.com about the idea of choosing the eye color of an embryo. And the controversy over that. We can continue with that. But your calls and thoughts come first here. So let's go to the phones and to the fun. Piper is on the line. First up in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Go ahead, Piper.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Melanie. Congratulations on your wedding.
Oh, thank you.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to call tonight. I know Ian, you and Mark have been involved with mining over at Bitcoin.com mining pool.
Yeah.
And just wanted to call and say I'm bummed out that I had a lifetime contract and a one-year contract that ended within a day of each other because the daily fees outreached the daily earnings.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed too. I did an experimental mining operation over there that I started, I don't know, not quite a year ago, and I did a 12-month thing, and it has not even made half of the investment back that that I put into it. So it seems to be like a crapshoot to some extent whether this works out or not, because the first time I did a 6-month and that one worked out, but the year long did not at all. So it hasn't even come close, just barely under half.
Oh yeah, back in December of last year, my lifetime contract was earning about $25 a day.
Is that a lot?
Compared to $1.40 a day, yeah,
okay.
Quite a bit compared to today's prices.
So. Gotcha.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed out about that, but you know, it's like you say, it's a crapshoot. I don't know if I'm going to try it again. You know, while it's still this low, hoping it's going to go parabolic again or
well,
not.
Well, if you can't afford to lose it, you shouldn't do it.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, mining
is
always
kind of playing anyway.
Whether it's at Bitcoin.com or whether it's just somebody starting their own mining rig, it's always seemed to be, you know, a hard thing for somebody to turn into a profit. Even if you can get free, even if you can get free power, I've seen people fail with mining, with Bitcoin mining. Johnny Ray, who was our Sunday night co-host for many years, teamed up with his brother, and they located a mining rig in a place where they had free power, and they still weren't able to make it profitable. So it's just, it's a tough, tough, competitive, very competitive world, the world of Bitcoin mining.
Yeah. All right, well, I just wanted to call him bellyache a little bit. Love
right.
the show.
Hey,
keep it up, guys.
Thanks for the call, Piper. I appreciate hearing from
all
you.
Right.
Let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where Gene the Christian Anarchist is waiting. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Hey.
Just wanted to talk about spicing up our lives a little bit because sometimes we get down in the dumps and we talk about politics and how bad the government is and how much money they steal from us, all this stuff. And it sounds just like everybody could use a little spice now and then.
Yeah, I get told I need hobbies, and I'm like, I fight the state, and they're like, no.
You need to learn knitting.
Right, so we got to spice
it up. I'm not saying
they're wrong.
Go watch
a Red Sox game. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got some good spice here, too.
Oh! Better than the other crank calls tonight. We just got rickrolled by...
You have to be good at it. If you're good at it, that's fine, but...
Right, and so, you didn't say the F word, so we don't have to hang up on you. So, what?
No, but it's been a while since I rickrolled you, and I've been thinking about doing that for a while.
There you go. You did it. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, about spicing up life, I think it is important to just kind of have an out. You've got to have some kind of a thing that you can go do just to have fun, to get away from it all, because I tend to do that as well. I get down in the dumps thinking about how crappy the government is treating us. But I'll tell you something. I saw, and this always helps me to appreciate what I have. And you know, we are blessed. I have to admit that we have a good life. But there was a lady that
I saw.
Could
be a lot worse.
We were driving a rally in China, and we got lost, and so we stopped to ask directions. Of course, my wife can do that because she's Chinese. And we stopped at this booth, and it was pretty sad because this lady was selling these old, terrible, you know, almost half-rotten food items, and there were flies all over.
Oh, God.
And there were flies all over her, and she looked like she was about 90 years old and ready to die. She probably was only like 60. So when I think about that, I appreciate what we have in life. And
sure,
everybody needs to just kind of lighten up once in a while and appreciate what they have, because some people are really suffering. And
I think that's important. I think it is important to appreciate what you have. But the, you know, some would say, Gene, then why don't you just appreciate everything that you've got and shut up about the problems? I mean, things are pretty good here by comparison. Why always
and
gotta be complaining?
I could, because you know, my life isn't that bad. I'm living a pretty decent life. But I do feel that liberty is more important, and people need to focus on liberty.
Yeah, and those aren't mutually exclusive. I can acknowledge the fact that I have it pretty good compared to most people, which is accurate, but also that the state is an evil entity that needs to be destroyed.
Yeah.
Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, you don't have to have either or.
By the way, I'll see you in a couple weeks in Texas.
I heard about that. I heard you got your tickets for the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Yeah, well, it'll just be me, my wife, and my son are coming along, but, you know, they're not interested in Bitcoin, so...
Yeah, if you're not totally, like, into Bitcoin, it's not something you'd want to bring along a friend who was not totally into Bitcoin, because they would probably not have a good time. If you are into cryptocurrency, then you're going to love it. I think it's a great event.
Yeah, and I'm interested in learning more because I don't know a lot about it. I tried trading a little bit online and lost money, and then I finally did buy some Zen, and I'm just keeping that in a paper wallet in the drawer. You know, I don't even touch that.
Well, you will be surrounded by you know, people who actually spend their every breathing and waking day doing cryptocurrency stuff. So if you've got questions, that's definitely the right place to find people with answers, I think.
Well, I have lots of them, and I want to find a decent wallet to put on my phone where I can keep my stuff and where I can do some trading when I want to buy things.
That is one of those questions where if you ask a group of cryptocurrency people what the best wallet is, you're probably going to get five different answers. But either way, the nice thing about the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency world is there are choices, and so you get to decide what you value the most as far as wallets and features and things like that. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. Gene, the Christian Anarchist, reminding folks to, you know, be appreciative of the good things in life. And I think it is important to take time. I mean, it's so easy to get frustrated by the terrifying and horrible and violent things that the government's various different levels do to people. But, you know, I don't find myself getting depressed about it. I understand why people do. But ultimately, it's just I kind of just take it as it is. And I resolve that I want to do whatever I can to change that. But at the same time, if you don't take a little bit of time out for yourself, you'll probably go insane.
Yeah, and I'm bad at that, and that is a valid point. So just saying I can't do anything about it, I'm just going to knit and play video games and watch Netflix, is not a proper response. And saying
right,
I'm not ever going to knit or play video games and watch Netflix, I'm only going to do hobbies that involve destroying the state,
yeah,
that's probably not healthy. That is what I do.
So a balancing
act. Probably not healthy.
Are you telling me you never, like, sit down and watch a movie with, you know, your now husband, Bob?
Yeah, we do sometimes, not usually.
Okay, well, that's something. That's something,
yeah.
Unless it's like watching Derek J's Victimless Crimes Spree over and over again.
Well, I don't...
But even that's still not doing anything. You're just watching
a
movie.
Not doing anything. I do this thing where I do productive things until I can't, mm-hmm. And then I mean, I'm not saying, like, I never waste time ever, but when I get to the point where I just can't really do a whole lot, then maybe it's okay to watch TV because I can't do anything anyway, so I'm not really, quote, wasting that time, if that makes any sense.
You're too, like, zonked out from working too hard on whatever. All right, the toll-free number here, if you want to share with us your thoughts on taking it easy versus constantly working towards changing the system, ending the state, whatever it is you're working towards. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, and we can talk about Netflix coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. We just had Gene the Christian Anarchist on a few moments ago, and he mentioned that he's got tickets for the upcoming Texas Bitcoin Conference, and you could too. But it's coming up fast, so you better start making your plan now if you haven't yet started to do that. It's coming up October 27th and 28th, so we are 3 weeks away from the 4th Texas Bitcoin Conference, happening, of course, in Austin, Texas, and you can join them and join us by going to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Mark and I will be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event, and we will look forward to seeing you there. And every year, there's always at least a handful of Free Talk Live listeners that come out to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. So check it out over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get your tickets now. It's always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. And you'll get to see great speakers like Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and mark your calendar now for October 27th and 28th. Down in Austin, as we go back to the phones, to the fun, we can talk about Netflix and Amazon threatening Hollywood coming up here in moments. But first, it's Bad Slave listening in New Hampshire on LRN.FM. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, and good to speak with you. Thank you.
Yes.
I wanted to just say, you know, I've been, you know, older gentleman here going close to 67 years, and I've been paying attention, okay? I've been, you know, watching the trends and, you know, talking to my friends and talking to, you know, people older than me and younger than me, you know, and I, one of the things I keep bringing up is, you know, which direction are we going? What, you know, for instance, we have this confirmation of Kavanaugh as a justice for the Supreme Court. It was his nomination and confirmation, you know, a move in a good direction, or, you know, but based on his love of, you know, suppressing the Fourth Amendment and his love of the security state, are we losing, you know, ground here?
I would say neither. I mean, one Supreme Court justice replaced with another Supreme Court justice is just changing out the deck chairs of the Titanic. To me, it doesn't matter whether they lean in one direction or another on some issues or another. They're going to be bad overall for freedom.
Yeah, so there are better and worse Supreme Court justices by far. The fact that the reason he got confirmed was because some people made some allegations they couldn't prove really isn't going to matter in 70 years, and his positions on the Fourth Amendment are. So confirming somebody because
right.
you think it can make leftists cry is just this really stupid plan.
But, I mean, what are the odds that a judge that has a good position on the Fourth Amendment would be
but
put in there?
They didn't want it, didn't write the Patriot Act. I mean, we're not going to get
exactly.
Lombard on the
I
Supreme
agree.
Court, but we can
Melanie.
Get somebody who didn't write the
Very
Patriot
much.
Act.
Yeah. Absolutely, I agree with you, Melanie. I think that that actually, I mean, does Trump think about this? Does Trump actually say, "Oh, this guy, he loves you know the cops being able to you know do their things like." You know, stop and frisk or from all the way up from that to, you know, full human observation of all Americans, you know, through their electronics.
Who knows?
You know,
who knows what Trump knows about this guy? It could just have, you know, had him put in front of him. Could have been somebody said,
yeah,
do it to this guy.
You know, beyond him, there's all kinds of things going on in the background that diminish all of our ongoing, you know, because it's the boiling frogs thing, you know, it's the, you know, they know that they can and have gradually interfered with individual rights in a gross and disgusting long-term project to basically leave us with basically nothing. I mean, getting back to our right to travel. The right to travel still exists, and it's by the common mode, which would be an automobile, on the public way, in private capacity. That has never changed. It's been adjudicated numerous times.
Sure, but good luck getting a judge to acknowledge that you have a right to travel.
I mean, you're still going to get arrested. Yeah. So, yeah, they will. I mean, that's the function of the Supreme Court, basically. I don't know if that was originally their function or not, and I don't really
care function?
Because to whittle away rights over time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really care because I don't know how that would matter, but as of now, and as of the past 100 to 150 years, that's their function, and...
Yeah, well, I mean, you deny that it's occurred, or I mean, you're not
deny
trying
that
to.
What's
occurred? That there has been this gradual change, and I mean, is it?
No,
been,
she just said that the purpose of the Supreme Court is to whittle away. She just said that the purpose of the Supreme Court was to whittle away freedom. So I think she does agree there's a gradual change.
You do agree with that, Melody?
Yeah, yes.
Well, I think ultimately all of government does the same. All of the government,
it's gotten bigger over time. It has creeped into even more regulation and even more expensive cost and more destruction of liberty and all of it, with whatever excuses would work best for them at the moment. Frequently, it's for the children. That's what we heard recently here in Keene. Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. But that's what we heard recently here in Keene, New Hampshire, when the city council was talking about prohibiting and is moving forward with prohibiting young people from the age of 18 to 20 or through 20. So if you're under 21, you won't be able to purchase or possess nicotine-related products when this ordinance goes through. Of course, they're using the children as their excuse for this. So
there's
always
those are children that I don't want to see anyone under 21 being tried as an adult.
Oh, they're going to continue to try.
Well, I know they are. They're going to try people under 18 as an adult, too. But they need to pick one, I guess, is the point. Like, is this person an adult or are they a child? If you're telling them what they can and can't smoke, I mean, at least among substances that are already legal, that's like the most important right ever, but yeah, so then you're saying they're a child, so then you shouldn't ever hold them to the standard of an adult.
Yeah, I mean, it is an important fundamental right, the right to do what you want with your body. And unfortunately, only two of the city councilors seem to understand or have any kind of grasp of this issue, and the other 12 of them voted in favor of moving ahead with the ordinance, so we're likely going to see prohibition expand here in Keene, New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733, and what are people going to do about it? They're just going to go along.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in officially on Saturday. Now, a short time ago, the president participated in a swearing-in ceremony, though, at the White House.
And that I will faithfully and impartially, discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me, as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, under the Constitution and laws of the United States. So help me God.
Animal welfare workers removed 71 beagles from a cramped house in rural Pennsylvania, where officials say the woman had been breeding them without a license before she died last month. The local Humane Society is a temporary home for the dogs. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Melanie.
We've got the Discord on-air call-in lines. You'll sound just as great as Gene the Christian Anarchist did earlier when he called in, because he was on our Discord on-air call-in line. We've got three of them, and they're open and available to you on our Discord server. Just head over to discord.lrn.fm. Get interactive there with chatters. Melanie, you've been active in the chat room here tonight, so you can chat with some of the hosts. You can chat with other listeners, and it's all free. So go to discord.lrn.fm. Now, Blink has been purchased by Amazon. That happened actually a year or two ago. And the reason why is because the Blink motion-activated HD camera system, they are wireless cameras, was such a good product, Amazon decided they wanted to own that, which means it now works with Alexa. And this is a system that is so easy to set up, I don't think it could be really much easier than it currently is, because you unbox the system, you put the batteries in the cameras, you set them up wherever you want, because they're wireless, you don't have to run wires through walls or whatever, to get your cameras up and running, and then you just set it all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device. So it's all done wirelessly, and it's awesome, and it works really well, and it's super affordable. Plus, you can save an extra 15% by using this URL to order. Go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts, and then we can talk more about baby selection, trait selection. We can get into Netflix and Amazon versus Hollywood, or whatever it is you want to talk about. But first, James in Arizona. Now, James, I don't know if you heard the discussion after your call the other night, but basically you're not allowed to threaten anybody on the air anymore, and I'm also pretty tired of the insults. So if you can actually keep your calls to being topical, then that would be good. But you've been too repetitive recently, and I'm tired of it. So go ahead.
You're the one that started with the insults, and you keep on repeating them, and then get tired of me responding in kind.
I don't know what you're talking about, James.
Because you're a liar.
I just open the phones up, and I take the call.
You're a complete liar.
Okay. Told him no calls with insults. He broke the rules right away. So do it again, and you'll be banned for 3 months, James. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live. One of the rules is if you are boring and you call about the exact same thing every single time, then we will reserve the right to tell you that you need to stop doing that or else you'll get banned. So there you go. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we continue. So, Melanie, you had a story from Reason.com. There was kind of a lot of setup, a lot of background about the technology of the in vitro fertilization,
yeah,
selecting
which
genes.
Traits people would choose for. Then he said, he basically just said, essentially, people in the West don't do sex selection, so that's not
yet.
That's a cultural issue, though, not a tech issue.
Why wouldn't they do it? I would think some people would want to choose the gender of their
okay,
child.
But there's not. And I mean, I have to summarize here because we're talking about a pretty deep issue, but there's not a general overarching preference for one sex over the other in the West such that this would create a demographic problem.
I see.
Is the general gist of it.
But there are some people. He did acknowledge there are some people who will choose based on, oh, we already have a boy, so
okay,
we want a girl.
Right. So if two or three people do that, that's not going to create a
demographic. You're saying it's not a trend.
Yeah, disparity. Whereas if 93% of people do that, that's the problem.
Okay.
Or at least if they do it for the same gender, that's a problem.
Gotcha.
But then he goes on.
This is from Reason.com.
If using pre-implantation genetic diagnosis to select embryos to avoid disease and to choose the sex of future children is ethical, which, again, most people only do when there's a genetic disease reason to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What about other characteristics? As an example of what may soon be possible, the journal cites an ethical conundrum posed by Stephen, who's a founder of Genomic Prediction. An IVF doctor has two healthy, viable embryos and must choose which to implant. One has a hypothetical risk score that indicates the embryo is at high risk for struggling academically at school. The second embryo has a score indicating the future child likely won't struggle. Do you tell the parents? It seems...
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, it seems ethically not defensible to withhold the information from the parents, he says, and ethically defensible to reveal it to them. So,
yeah, why would anybody say it would be a bad idea to tell the parents, hey, we got two embryos here. One of them is going to have problems learning. The other one won't.
Yeah, so I don't think that you should be creating people knowing that you're going to kill them in the first place. But if I'm at that trolley lever, I mean, I wouldn't be that doctor because I wouldn't be in the business of just killing people all day. But if I'm at that trolley lever...
Well, these
aren't
people. They're embryos.
Okay, if I have to... I wouldn't be in the business of killing tiny human organisms all day.
Go ahead.
If I'm at that trolley lever and I have one person who's... And I understand that doing well academically is not a one-to-one ratio for intelligence, but I think that's kind of what it's used as a stand-in for. And if you're intelligent, you probably at least won't struggle like at a grade school level.
Yeah.
Or at least not... I mean, you might have mental issues just dealing with being in the building, but that's an aside. If I'm at that trolley lever and I have somebody who's intelligent and somebody who's less intelligent...
I mean, are you even struggling with this? I don't even understand the
struggle. No, I'm not. So, yeah, I'm saying, so that is more like, I know that that's not a genetic disease per se, but to me that's more like a genetic disease. Mm-hmm. I don't think you should kill either of them, but if I was in a position where I could, there was two people, one with an IQ of 180 and one with an IQ of 95, and that's all I get to know, and I can only save one, guess what, Earth, you get the smarter person.
Thank goodness.
I mean, that's... To me, that's more like selecting for disease than it is like selecting for aesthetics.
Okay. All right, so we still haven't quite gotten to the idea of where the... I'm still curious, you know, what is his point with regard to eye color? Wasn't that the whole point of this article, or was this more
so
of a general...
Like selecting for petty traits, basically.
Okay.
Eye color is one of the ones that they can do now.
But IQ isn't really a pet... Would you consider that one petty as well?
No, IQ is not petty at all. No, I will definitely...
That's pretty important.
I'm not going to go around... Now, unlike in this example, I'm not going to go around killing people who have a lower IQ than I would like.
Right.
Which is what IVF doctors are doing.
Well, I mean, that's debatable.
Or would be doing if they had... I don't know if we can actually screen for that right now.
That's debatable as to whether or not these are people or not. That's a whole
humans.
Other...
Okay, I guess I'll call them humans instead because they are humans.
But they're not sentient humans.
No, they're not sentient humans.
Right, so they're
they
not,
are humans.
They're not as equal as other humans, right?
Like an animal farm? But if I have to... Like, yes, more intelligent people, I do value them more highly than people who just...
They can accomplish more.
...need help walking around on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And yeah, if I have to pick, then the more intelligent people are living because they're more useful and just more...
Yeah, I mean, this seems obvious. I don't think there's any controversy.
Oh, no, there is. There absolutely is.
Okay. What's the controversy?
That you,
besides the killing of the, you know, the embryos.
That you're looking at people as inferior to you and therefore think... that they should die, or at least think that they're not as...
Well, no, we're not talking about people. We're talking about embryos.
Okay, that you think that humans are...
Given that one will die, then it makes sense to make it the one that is going to be less successful.
I think that most people would have a problem with that.
You think so? The phones have been open here all night, and we haven't yet had a single person
I don't
person
think that
phone.
You necessarily spend a lot of time among normies, and I don't blame you, because I wouldn't want to either.
I don't use that word for
Okay, I don't think you
people.
Spend a lot of time among the general population outside of the community,
mm-hmm.
and I don't blame you, because if I had the option to just not do that, I just wouldn't do that outside of outreach, but I think, in the general population, I think that they're going to have a serious problem with that.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, I would love to hear from you if you have a problem with the idea of selecting out dangerous traits or traits that would result in a less than desirable life when you could choose an embryo that's got better options. Seems like a no-brainer to me, but the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we can talk entertainment.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Melanie says that this controversy, or that there is controversy over people selecting out traits or selecting traits with regard to embryos, and suggesting that people would find it offensive if somebody chose an embryo that has a greater likelihood of having a high IQ or doing well in school over one that does not.
And people don't value intelligence, generally.
Well, while I don't doubt that somebody somewhere is going to find that to be offensive, I would love to hear from that person if they are.
I mean, I think that the reason Arthur put it in the article, because he knew it would be a controversial characteristic to choose for.
Really?
Huh. Otherwise, why use that example?
I can't imagine why parents wouldn't value the intelligence of their child. What parent wouldn't want their child to be more intelligent and thereby likely to be more successful than the parent themselves?
And a lot of them secretly, I think, do, but it's not necessarily a socially acceptable thing to talk about, which is... unfortunate, in my opinion.
Just the selecting of intelligence or the selecting of any kind of
trait? Or not even necessarily selecting for intelligence in a I'm going to kill the less intelligent human scenario, but preferring intelligence just abstractly.
Are you saying that if a parent could, without the selection, without having to pick one over the other, if the parent could just simply imbue somehow through some genetic programming their offspring with more intelligence...
I think you would get cultural pushback on that.
That would be controversial, huh?
I think it would.
Huh. If you agree with that, would love to hear you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. To the phone, we've got Free Market Penguin on the line on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go ahead.
Hey, I would love to be on topic because this is a great topic, but it's really not something I'm interested in touching.
Well, that's okay.
I will say,
Yeah, that's fine. We do it so you don't have to.
It's an open phone show. You can call in. You don't have to make an excuse for bringing up what you want. In fact, I think we pretty much exhausted this one because I don't think there's anywhere else we can go with it unless somebody wants to call in and take it up. So go ahead with what you were calling about.
Well, I will say, though, Ian, that it is, like, hugely controversial. It is, like, the topic in, like, ethics, bioethics.
Intelligence?
Take a class. Well, picking traits in what's
I can see how there would be. I can see how there could be controversy over somebody deciding to choose the eye color and have to, you know, jettison whatever embryos they didn't want. I can see immediately why that one would be controversial. But to, you know, choose... to go with a baby that is more intelligent over lower intelligence when, you know, you don't really in the circumstance wherein it's going to happen.
Like, if that's the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you get one or the other.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It is weird because they're doing multiple embryos anyway, so I get it. It's really fraught with all kind of ethical questions. But what I want to talk about is that, and I said talks about this over the weekend, but thank goodness that this Kavanaugh thing is over. Like, I'm just so happy that we can just finally stop talking about this. I mean, they're still talking about it in the media. It's still.
Oh, yeah. I saw a headline today that said that Kavanaugh is the first federal judge with an all-female law clerk staff.
That's weird. Yeah, some interesting things they were saying about on Call to Freedom today. And I mean, I listened to a lot of NPR today. And so what I basically got from an NPR during the final week of the whole Kavanaugh controversy is, and I occasionally tune in, you know, because they have a hard cutoff time at 7, which happens to be when Free Talk Live comes on.
Mm-hmm.
But so I get the chance to listen to a bit, and they were really pushing this hard, I think at least in the last week, they were pushing this hard centrism, this like not radical centrism, but basically they were being like, why can't we, this is such a divisive topic, such people are at each other's throats, there's such a so much division and there's controversy, then why can't we just shift the national conversation and try to, you know, with all this division, and we should have this greater, you know, this you know, more national identity. We should form a more, like, cohesive national identity and talk about the national conversation and everything. All these topics of the national conversation. I don't want a national conversation. I hated the last 3 weeks, honestly, with all this talk about who raped who and who didn't. He couldn't have been there, and we have to believe women, and people all screaming and shouting at each other in D.C. and that, like, that's not productive at all. I've hated it. I don't want to be part of this national conversation. I've just found it so tiresome, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and it really hasn't, like, where are we now? Where are we now that this is all over? What how have we progressed as a society in any way?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just people are divided as they've always been. I mean, some people are saying that it's worse now than it's ever been. I don't know if that's true. I understand why people feel like that's true, because whenever you're in the moment of some sort of controversy, it's always going to feel worse, right? Like,
Don't analyze things, it will.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to, in my opinion, it's hard to get a real perspective on the things that have happened in the past. Even though you've gone through those things, you didn't just go through them. It's been maybe years since whatever other controversy you're comparing it to. And so you don't really, you don't have the ability to compare accurately. It's like when you're going around, you know, if you taste a new food product, you're like, that's the best chili I've ever had. Well, maybe it's not the best chili you've ever had. You don't really remember what the other chilies were like. You don't have them side by side to really know. I guess you could go back to after 9/11, where there was that kind of palpable sense that people are coming together, right? Like, we're united as a nation, and everybody wants to go and kill the Iraqis. And there, you know, there was this kind of, I mean, it was crap because, you know, it's still war and it's warmongering and all that. But there definitely, people seem to kind of put their differences aside, at least for like a day. And then, you know, it's back to normal where, hey, people disagree with each other.
president said that you're either with us or against us, so we really didn't have much of a choice there. I mean, I was just, it was horrified. It was, oh my God, 1984 is going to finally happen. It's, I mean, it's got that ominous, I remember the ominous, and I was 14, but.
Okay.
And so when I listened to NPR, like, I think it was today, so now that it's over, now this whole controversy is winding down, I should say, now they're kind of, it was one show, Left, Right, and Center, so they have people from different political opinions, and they're really kind of trying to walk back to all this just, all this hysteria over Kavanaugh and all this like a left wing hysteria. They were really trying to put things in perspective because I think people were just getting so carried away during this whole thing. And I mean, it's one guy. I understand it's the Supreme Court, and they're going to wage a big political fight. I mean, the stakes are tremendous from the on the political side. But like, there's no reason to have this whole hysteria. I mean, look at it. Go look in the Discord right now. Libertarians are people are worked up over this. Anti-male, pro, you know, pro-women, anti-male, anti, you know, women lie, women cheat, women lie, men rape, men are rapists, and it gets people really worked up. And I mean, I'm sorry, but society needs men and women to proceed.
Well, for now they do, but with all the baby-making technology, there's a good chance that men and women won't need to get together anymore. In the future.
They don't need to, but
now because we can just do it all in a lab.
Well, right. I mean, it's already
to that
point.
It's not getting there. It's there. Yeah. Here, we're here.
Right. But it's not popular yet.
Well, yeah. It's expensive.
People still do the old-fashioned way.
Oh, yeah. And people
I don't think
will
they're ever going to stop doing that.
No, of course not. I mean, people are drawn to that by instinct. So it's going to be, it would be very, very difficult to,
we'd have to select it out with the genetic screening.
To undo that particular instinct. However, if sex becomes so fraught with peril, I mean, it's already dangerous because of STDs and unwanted pregnancies. But if it becomes so fraught with peril that it becomes like, you know, you can't have sex without worrying about a rape charge coming at you or something, then I could understand why people would be less than interested in the real thing.
So that's kind of less of a risk of sex and more of a risk of
the legal
indiscriminate
system.
Promiscuous sex, and those are not...
Well, no, that's a legal system issue there.
The other.
That's definitely part
it
of
is,
issue.
But if you're having to worry about, is this person I'm about to sleep with going to narc me out to the cops for something I didn't even do...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, even if, regardless of the state exists or not, maybe don't sleep with that person just for that reason. Like, if that's the integrity of the person or that.
But you wouldn't necessarily know up front, would you?
Well,
I mean, obviously,
you should be past the point where you would know before you go and do that.
I agree with you there, but there's a
culture
of the hookup culture in. No, I totally agree with you. I'm not a one night stand hookup person. But there are a lot of people in the United States and elsewhere who are, and there's risks there.
Hmm? Yeah, but there's instincts, but are we maybe going to move away from that?
And that's what I'm questioning.
There's plenty of instincts
okay
we have to... I don't think it would be a bad thing to move away from that. Like, hey, maybe know the person well enough to know that they're not some psychotic feminist who's going to make a fake rape charge before you sleep with them.
Melanie.
You're giving the rest
no,
of us...
No, I agree. I agree with Melanie as well. Like I said, I'm not in favor of the hookup culture, but it's a real thing that exists. And is this going to make it go away? It
I
could.
Hope so.
More coming up here. Hey, thanks for the call, Mr. Penguin. I appreciate it. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next. You can join us.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you.
Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.